Welcome, everybody. This is great, and I am thrilled that so many of you have joined us. I do have a few things. I don't want to go overly long with announcements, but there are a couple. There was no good place to start these modules, and settings seemed like the best and easiest place because if your phone or your device isn't customized the way that you want it, your experience is going to be less pleasant and in some cases more difficult. What this means is I am throwing a lot of information at you. You don't have to absorb it all. The really nice thing about a lot of this is that it is set it and forget it. And the concepts that you learn, like double tapping and finding back buttons, will stand you in good stead for the use of many apps on your phone. I always tell people that the learning curve for these devices, and I say this in the recording, I have a bad habit of saying phone when I mean any iDevice. So if you have an iPod Touch or an iPad, don't panic. It's just me trying to use generalities a bit. But the learning curve is kind of steep. So if you've had trouble, be patient, be gentle with yourself. The nice thing is that once you get over the initial kind of steep part of the hill, you build up some momentum, you pick up speed, you find out that things relate to one another, and your learning really does increase kind of exponentially. I would also encourage you to feel free to explore. If something is a little different on your device because you're running a different version, go ahead, double tap that thing, see what it says. The phones, I mean, they're technology, so they can get flaky, but overall, they're pretty darn stable. Unless you're doing something physical to it, like throwing it or hitting it with a hammer, there's very little that you can do to really mess it up. So I do encourage you to explore and to try and have a sense of open curiosity and not be afraid of it. One final thing before we start the audio is we have an offer to tell you about.
Voiceover practice button.
Now, this said voiceover practice button. So this tells us that double tapping this will do something. In this case, it's going to take us into the voiceover practice area where you can practice these gestures. I'm going to double tap.
Selected. General. Button. 1 of 2. Braille. Button. 2 of 2.
I have two options here. General is selected, and that will allow me to practice general voiceover gestures. If I want to practice Braille screen input, which is a way of entering text, then I would choose Braille. However, if you're just beginning, general is probably where you want to start. I'm going to flick right again.
Done. Button.
When I'm all done, that's what I'll want to find and double tap.
Practice voice over gestures, commands, and typing in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
I'm now in the practice area. So if I flick right for more information, it's not going to give me any more information in this particular area. But it's going to tell me that I have flicked right, and it will explain what that does. Let's listen.